Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. Your host this evening will be Stevie R. Butler. The show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's Word, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Feel free to call us live at 713-955-0508. If you'd like to email us your questions or comments or concerns, you can email us at goodnewsmediaproductions@gmail.com. You can also call our business line at 336-525-5843. Now, this show is brought to you by loving, faithful members of Churches of Christ around the world. If you need help finding a local congregation, please email or call us, and we would be more than willing and happy to assist you. Again, take out your Bibles and follow along, because you're listening to What a Word from the Lord. Listening to this radio broadcast, Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. I am your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina Man Cave Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, before you retire for the night, I just want to give you a word from the Lord. Let us pray and thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for blessing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on my heart on tonight to be on the air tonight and to present another portion of your word. We pray that your word will go forth and produce that which is good, that our listeners on tonight will see the need to render obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ if they have not yet done so, and establish a relationship with you. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, for without his sacrifice, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. Continue to bless my efforts on this broadcast and bless my listeners on tonight. For it is all things, Father, that we pray that you are glorified. For it's in Christ's name we do ask it all. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight, I want to discuss a subject with you regarding evangelism. And the subject is evangelism, reaching out to God's glory. Reaching out to God's glory. A six-year-old boy restlessly struggling to listen to what seems like a very lengthy sermon. After the service, the little boy asked his father, "What does the preacher do the rest of the week?" His dad replied, "Well, he's a very busy man. He takes care of the church business. He visits the sick. He studies the Bible. He teaches Bible studies, and he counsels people with various problems and issues that they may have in their own lives. And he has to take some time off to rest up." You see, preaching in public is not an easy job. The little boy thought about that for a minute and said, "Well, listening ain't so easy either." And isn't that how some of us feel a lot of times when we are assembled with the saints? There are so many people who struggle with simply listening to the preaching of the gospel of Christ. The point is, evangelism ain't so easy either, but it is a work that God blesses. The words to the song "Lead Me to Some Soul Today" reminds us of the great tasks we have before us. And the song goes this way: "Lead me to some soul today. Oh, teach me, Lord, just what to say. Friends of mine are lost in sin and cannot find their way. Few there are who seems to care, and few there are who pray. Melt my heart and fill my life. Give me one soul today. Lead me, Lord, to some soul today." Ladies and gentlemen, asking the Lord to lead us to some soul indicates that we recognize the value of every single person. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, it was our Lord who said, "What will a man gain if he loses his soul? If he gains the whole world and loses his soul," Matthew 16 and verse 26, "and what would a man give in exchange for his soul?" Your most valuable asset is not your house, car, or even your family. Your most priceless possession is your soul. Ladies and gentlemen, every person you know, every person you love, every person in your life has a soul. That soul will live beyond this life and will enter into the next life. Since as Christians we have greater knowledge of the future than those around about us, we have greater responsibility to tell them how to prepare. George Sweeting tells of John Carrier, who in 1949 was found guilty of murder and sentenced to life in prison. Eventually, he was paroled to work on a farm near Nashville, Tennessee. In 1968, Carrier's sentence was terminated and a letter bearing the good news was sent to him. But John never saw the letter, nor was he told of his existence. Although life on that farm was hard and hopeless, John kept doing what he was told. Even after the farmer for whom he worked had died, 10 more years passed, and finally a state parole officer, learned about Curry's plight. He found him and told him that his sentence had been terminated. He was a free man. Would it matter to you if someone sent you an important message? The most important in your life, and year after year, that urgent message was never delivered to you. As Christians, we know that Jesus died, we know that Jesus died to set all men free, John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. He had put the letter in our hands to deliver it. Lead me to some soul today. The average Christian comes in contact with 1,783 people in a week. Of those, perhaps 1,000 or more are lost. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13. How many of those thousands could be saved with the right conversation? 100? 900? Or even one? The answer is unknown. But even if it is a single soul, and surely the answer could not be zero, the possibility is exciting. Think of the opportunities that you may have today to find a soul for our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus sent the 12 out on the limited commission, he included this admonition or warning. He says, as you go, preach. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. Instead of setting up scheduled speeches at synagogues or lecture halls, they were to preach as they went along each day. Their audience would be anyone that happened to encounter as they moved from street to street, from village to village, from house to house. Ladies and gentlemen, our daily business as Christians takes us to many places and places us in the contact with many people. That is how the goal of the command is fulfilled in the Great Commission that our Lord gave us in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. There is nothing more magical about a movie or a plane ride, but when our eyes are open to souls, every journey, every errand and encounter is an adventure for the child of God. Lord, lead me to some soul today. The U.S. Center of World Missions report that in A.D. 30, when the church was just getting started, there were 200 million people in the world and only about 5,000 Christians. That is a ratio of about 40,000 to 1. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to John chapter 4, because I want to show you this good case study in evangelism in John chapter 4. Jesus did not let culture close doors to souls. In John chapter 4 and verse 4. Jesus overcame fatigue. John chapter 4 and verse 6. Most of the great things done in the world are done by tired people. Jesus began by engaging in a friendly conversation in John chapter 4 and verse 7. Jesus chooses a time when others were not around, John chapter 4 and verse 8. Jesus was not put off by potentially offensive statements in John chapter 4 and verse 9. Jesus offered the woman something more than what she had, John chapter 4 and verse 10. Jesus had to gain her trust, John chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Jesus did not ignore sins that potentially could close the door on this woman, John chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Jesus emphasized sincerity and truth, John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Jesus identified the Savior, John chapter 4 and verse 26. Jesus used one contact to lead too many other potential souls for the saving, John chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. Jesus took advantage of a spiritual opportunity at the cost of physical loss, John chapter 4, verses 31 through 34. Jesus believed that there are always souls ready for the harvest, John chapter 4 and verse 35. Jesus saw joy in the future of both the soul winner and the soul that is won, in John chapter 4 and verse 36. Jesus recognized that some conversations require time and more than one teacher, verse John chapter 4, verse 37 and 38. Jesus rearranged his schedule when souls were at stake, John chapter 4, verses 39 through 41. Jesus knew that one person cannot reach all types of people and that a team is more effective, John chapter 4 and verse 42. Lord, lead me to some soul today. Why many people don't evangelize? Well, let's consider this. Why many people don't evangelize? 90% have failed in attempts in the past, so they don't evangelize. They are biblically illiterate, so they don't evangelize. They leave it to the professional preachers, so they don't evangelize. They don't want to impose their faith on others, so they don't evangelize. Ladies and gentlemen, There is no soul winning without people. Every person saved heard the gospel from somebody else. Somebody was involved in their conversion. There is something here for me. There is something here for you to do. We cannot afford the attitude of let someone else do it. There is no one else. We cannot afford to procrastinate. Sometimes is not on the calendar. Someone is not in the phone book. Ultimately, we must decide whether we are going to be involved or not, whether we will touch a soul or not, whether evangelism is important to us or not. Lord, lead me to some soul today. And as I bring this lesson to a close, this song was often used as a campaign song to urge us in our evangelism. Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John chapter 9 and verse 4. It is easy to make excuses. In summer, we say, wait till school starts. In school, we say, wait till summer when we have more time. In summer, it's too hot. In winter, it's too cold. Raymond Kessler said, it is better to wake up 500 Christians than to convert 500 sinners. For if 500 Christians really wake up, they will win more than 500 sinners. It's time for us to lift up our eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Lord, lead me to some soul today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending a little time with me on this evening. But I would be remiss in my conclusion of this lesson if I did not extend unto you the Lord's invitation, because it is imperative as we preach the gospel that we tell a man, tell a woman what they must do in order to be saved. If you are not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you have been born again as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. It's not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. And in order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. You must hear the gospel, John chapter 6 and verse 45, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same, Hebrews 11, 6, James chapter 2 and verse 24. You must repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. Paul said, God commanded all men everywhere to repent. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. You must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 10, verse 48, 1 Peter chapter 3. And verse 21, if you are a Christian and you have not been faithful in your service to God, you can repent and pray and ask God for his forgiveness. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that this lesson tonight has been beneficial to your spiritual lives and your relationship with the Lord. And I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives. Good night, everybody.
In my heart, sometimes I ponder as thou life's road.
Episode 6.